This is the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee meeting for December 9th. It was scheduled to begin at 9 p.m. Eastern. It appears we haven't been able to make quorum yet, so we're going to meet as a committee of the whole until we achieve quorum, at which time, if we've taken any actions, we can ask the committee to adopt it. Mary Berg, our secretary, is unable to be here today, so I'll... But I'd like to ask if somebody can take the minutes. Wendy, can you do that?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so Ambrose Lane is not present. Ray LaForest, not present. Sandra Hauptmann?
I'm here.
Okay, Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Wendy Schrell?
Here.
And actually, Wendy, that's right, you are. Okay. Who's the Houston rep?
I'm the KPFC representative.
Sarah, not here. Mary Berg's not here. Dave Adelson is here. Lonnie Hicks is not here. Nicole Sawoya is not here. And Dan Siegel, our attorney, is with us online. Aren't you, Dan?
Yes.
And okay, Ambrose
great.
Isn't here.
I said that first.
Oh, so
okay,
did you call
so
Ray?
Yes, I did.
Sorry, I didn't write it down. Okay.
So, as I said, we don't have quorum, but we do need to discuss some things, and we hope that we'll be joined by other people during the course of it. The first, the issues that we needed to deal with are, one, the January board meeting planning. It also included the digital distribution planning next steps in the notice of the meeting, and we also have to deal with how we're going to accomplish the affiliate election this year. The digital distribution issue, just to let you know, I'm concerned that it sort of, you know, will continue to just be in limbo unless we decide as a board to adopt the motion calling for us to actually take action on recommendations of the consultant. So that's what that's about. Okay, so may we agree to spend, let's say, 20 minutes on each item, the January board meeting, the digital distribution planning, and the affiliate election process, and then we also have an executive session that we need to deal with. Is there any objection to doing that? Okay, hearing no objection, then we'll proceed on that basis. The first thing, actually, if nobody minds, I'd like to start with the affiliate election process. We may be able to deal with that quickly. The issue, as I emailed the board, is that the bylaws call for the affiliate directors to be elected and seated at the March meeting. The affiliates, when we raised their rates a couple of years ago, said that they could understand the need to raise the rates, but one of the things that was very important to them was that the affiliate directors not be at a disadvantage coming on this board after everyone else had received an orientation and started and set up committees and started work. So we went along with that in past years, and what we did was last year we were fortunate we only had two candidates, so that they could both be invited to the board meeting in January, and the board elected them and seated them at that point as the first order of business. This year, we're going to need to, we have six candidates whose names have been thrown in the ring to date, and we've agreed that December 15th would be the deadline for these things. So the question is, what does the committee want to recommend the board in terms of a process and a timeline for interviewing and electing the candidates?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is 12/15 deadline, that's what the bylaws say?
No, we set that at our last board meeting.
Oh, we did?
Yep.
Okay.
And so basically what we need to do, the recommendation that I had made is that we interview the candidates and that the board elect them prior to the January board meeting. The implication of that is it's this board that will be electing the board members who will serve next year. In legal terms, I don't think that that's, in other words, it's not a difference because the board is a legally recognized entity
that, you know, just because it changes membership doesn't mean it's not the board. So the question is whether anybody is likely to have an issue with that. And just to remind people, the reason we're able to do this, even though it's in the bylaws, is it's in the form of a rule of order, i.e. it specifies the order in which we get our business done. And so...
I'm sorry, Dave, I'm the secretary. Can you repeat that?
The reason that we have in the past been able to change the order in which we elected the affiliates was because it's that Robert says that anything that are in the bylaws, if they're in the form of a rule of order, i.e. they specify the order in which the board conducts its business, that we can adopt a special rule of order that would supersede it.
Okay. I'm just going to say special rules of order are permissible.
Special rule of order can supersede a provision of the bylaws that is in the form of a rule of order.
Okay.
So when do people think we could do this? I mean, we've got six candidates now. We might have more. So reasonably, you're talking about at least a two to three hour meeting. We also have to meet a couple times for other things. What do people think? When should we do this? And should we do it in this way?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we first would need to discuss when we think we're going to have the PMB meeting and then work backwards from there.
You mean the January PMB meeting?
The January PMB meeting. Is that
That's
set?
That's already been set.
Okay, but regardless of what happens with the elections,
I knew it had been set,
but I'm saying regardless of the election issues,
well, I don't know. I mean, if you want to raise that, go ahead and raise it. It's set for the 25th through the 27th, I believe, of January.
That's right.
Yeah, my feeling is that we should go ahead with those dates, but I know that people have thought that because the new, you know, at BAI, for example, that the election...
We don't know when the boards are going to be seated.
Yeah, and it's not just BAI, it would be...
It's other stations
more than
as well.
With other stations as well.
Yeah.
So, but regardless, I think that we need to have, I think we should have that discussion first so that can be settled pretty much. So.
Okay. Well, do you want to switch to that first and then we'll return to this?
I'm sorry, we're discussing when the PMB meeting is going to be now?
We're discussing whether we would make a recommendation of changing the scheduling in the event that these elections appear to be incomplete at the time at which the board is scheduled now to meet. Let me hear from Chandra and then you, Dan. Go ahead, Chandra.
I believe there's a court injunction in New York, which happens after the scheduled dates of the January board meeting. I believe it's
Dan,
the
28th. Was that what you were about to tell us, Dan?
Yes. I mean, we are attempting to get the court to move up that hearing for the reason that it will delay the selection of the PMB, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen.
Well, the one thing I can say is that at least the folks in New York aren't going to have to book travel for this one. So
yeah, that's sort of an interesting. That makes it kind of good. But so wait, so the court hearing is January 24th. Is that correct?
28th. The 28th.
No, I don't think so. Dan?
Yeah, it's currently set for the 24th.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, and then the PNB meeting starts on the 25th?
Yeah.
If it achieves quorum, I guess.
For example, when is PFW's ballot deadline? Because their ballots were just mailed out.
Is that really true? I heard that, and I can't believe it.
Yes, they were just mailed out this past
week. Does anybody know why?
Their listener ballots?
I think so.
This is frankly an embarrassment.
No kidding.
I mean, I'm at a loss. I really just don't know what to say about any of this stuff.
I have a recommendation. I don't want to put it in the form of a motion.
You can't anyway. We don't have quorum. So
right.
Go ahead. What's your recommendation?
My recommendation is that we postpone this discussion until we meet with the National Election Supervisor and get clarification on the timelines of all these elections. We need to hear from him as to what's happening. We need a ruling on the listener election in Berkeley. We need to find out the deadlines for the other elections. Excuse me. How can we make a decision if we don't know this information?
I can say this, Chandra, that whatever other information, you know, the board needs, one piece of information it has is that the WBAI election is extremely unlikely to be completed by the date currently set for the meeting. I mean, that much we know.
Okay.
This is Wendy.
And unfortunately, lacking Lonnie's presence on the call, we don't
Lydia.
Know what kind of commitments the foundation has made in terms of getting places locked in. I saw correspondence from Donna Gates several weeks ago where she wanted confirmation of the date and time because we were going to go ahead and contract with hotels to host the meeting.
This is Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, I think one thing that we could nail down right now is when we're going to elect the affiliates directors, because that doesn't really have anything to do with any of this stuff that now seems to be more problematic. And I didn't see that email from Donna, Dave. And so are you saying that no arrangements have been made in New York at all at this time?
No, I think the arrangements have been made. The correspondence was with me as chair to confirm that that's what we had decided.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll look up when it was. I'm sure it was before all this election stuff went haywire. So.
Well, if I could just continue, the meeting needs to happen in January. The bylaws say they happen in January. I don't know what's up with WPFW. I never heard that. I heard some comment on a listener list that the ballots were just mailed to them, which I can't understand why that would be at all. But I think that we can't postpone the PNB meeting because the BAI election will not have been completed by then. I mean, there is a remedy in that I think that the same directors from BAI could attend. I don't know. Of course, I have no idea what's going on with that or anything, but we can't hold the whole foundation hostage and not have our meeting in New York, especially if it's true that arrangements have already been made. So, I'm totally with you guys that we need to hear from Casey on what is going on. You know, there's no place that we can find his rulings or any comprehensive set of what's going on with the election. And so I would very much be in favor of him. I mean, I don't even care if we talk to him. I just want him I just want to know where we can find the thing, what's going on. We're the PNB. If we can't find out what's going on, then how can anybody else find out what's going on?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Yes, I agree that we should move ahead. I feel confident that the arrangements are in the process as well. I mean, that was kind of, I don't know why I'm so confident, but it seems to me that has been moving. I think I'm aware of that. But anyway, so I think we should do that, and then we should deal with the contingency about who would be representing the stations. I agree with Wendy as well that if worse comes to worse, and I think it's going to affect like three stations, at least two stations that I can think of, who may not have their directors by that time for different reasons. But anyway, or may, we don't know. But the point is that I think we should move forward and talk about a timeline for voting on the affiliate directors.
Okay. Actually, Wendy, can you take over for a second? I'm going to step off and make a quick phone call. Okay.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay. So I think what we're talking about now is that it got a little bit more complicated to try and talk about the PNB meeting first before we're talking about whether or not the we can decide how to handle the affiliate director's election. So do people want to just go back to trying to do that? How should we decide who the affiliate directors are going to be?
This is Lydia. Since
that's
I'm
something we can complete before all that other stuff is an issue. So go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, since I'm the one who derailed it, I would like to withdraw my derailment. It was just that when before the call was being streamed, there was informal conversation with some question as to whether we'd have to move that PMB meeting, and a lack of clarity as to whether that had been set, and it was set. And I also looked at my calendar; it definitely was set. And so I think that we should go ahead with the affiliate.
I'm the secretary too, so I just wrote that Lydia wants to withdraw her derailment.
Her derailment, exactly.
Affiliate director election. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. So let's get back to the affiliates.
Okay. Who has an opinion on how to do it?
This is Lydia. Ready to derail again. No. Just thoughts to throw in the pot. That, again, as Dave said, this is different from last year, because last year we knew who they were, so we could feel confident in making the flight arrangements and so forth. That's an issue, is that we need to be able to make it soon enough that it's not going to cost us a fortune in terms of flying the folks out. I don't think that we can afford to fly all 6-plus candidates to interview them in person at the PMB meeting. Therefore, I think that we should just decide that we need to select them prior to the PMB meeting. And with sufficient time, that means allowing at least 2 weeks, but preferably 30 days, to book their reservation.
Okay.
So working backwards.
Yeah, working backwards.
Working backwards, that takes us to December, to Christmas. And that would give us about 10 days after their deadline ends. Which
to be really clear, since I'm the chair, I can now interrupt and not be
yes,
yelled
you can.
At. if the deadline for people to apply is December 15th, I think what we're trying to do is to pick a date to interview them. And let's just go, it could be the 16th, it could be the 17th, it could be the 18th. We know that that week is going to be extremely busy for everybody on the planet, just because of the way the holidays fall. But let's just pick
everybody
a date.
Everybody that's Christian on the planet.
Yeah,
just Christian. Everybody.
I mean, two-thirds of the planet, a third of the planet is Hindu or Buddhist. So.
Well, that's why I said that.
No, but they get off of work, so that's...
Yeah, I mean, and that's the point. It doesn't even matter, no matter what, even if you go to work and you don't celebrate any of these holidays, nobody's calling you, nobody's doing anything.
Let's go back to the agenda.
Yeah, we don't need to work this one out.
Okay, are you the chair again, Dave?
Yeah, I can do it. I mean, Wendy's question is correct. We're going to need a few days to process the balloting for the affiliate directors. We want to be able to let them know, and let Donna Gates and a travel agent know who those people are going to be. So I would recommend doing it prior to the 21st, recognizing that we also have clearly at least one executive session that needs to take place. And we probably need to have another public meeting to deal with some of the fallout of these elections issues, along with a couple other, final items of business. So basically, we're talking about needing 3 meeting times, because each one of these meetings is going to be a long meeting between now and the end of the month, essentially. I guess we could do effectively between now and the end of the month, we need one night for an executive session, and we need one night for this, and we need one night for a public board meeting to deal with elections issues and other pending business.
Well, the agenda item is about the affiliates director's election.
Okay, well, but I'm saying if you're going to schedule, you've got to keep in mind what all the moving parts are. So basically, I think we should try and get at least 2 of those meetings done in the first week. I think the affiliates should be done sometime. Sunday is the 16th, is a Sunday. Monday is the 17th.
So what do we want to recommend to the board? Meet on the 17th and conduct the interviews?
That's fine with me. I could even do the 16th. I think we just need to start that one because that's a straightforward thing compared to the other things that the PMB is dealing with right now.
Okay, so shall we recommend that?
I think we should allow an additional day.
How about the 16th and the 17th?
I was thinking like the 18th, because you need to allow the directors time to read them, and some people get their email at work and different things. I would say the 18th. Does anybody have the specific calendar?
But wait a
calendar?
Second, excuse me, Lydia. We already have the information. Oh, you're saying in case there's additional candidates that come?
Yes, because the deadline is the 15th.
Right.
Happens. So I'm just saying allow a couple of days. So does anybody have the Pacifica calendar?
Yeah. This is Wendy. I do.
Okay.
So there's a meeting of the Elections Committee on the 17th of the month. There's a committee of the Racism and Sexism, that committee on the 18th. The 19th is free. Governance meets on the 20th. The 21st. Don't even get me started about the 21st, but there's
we'll
nothing
meet
on
the
calendar. Nothing's on the 19th, but nothing's on the 19th, and nothing's on the 22nd or the 23rd, but
That's getting close.
Think a lot of people will be out of town.
All right, so shall we recommend then the 19th for the interview of the candidates? And the 21st for either the executive session. Well, let's just deal with the candidates. So
no, let's just do the 19th.
Okay. So any objection to recommending that?
Well, this is Wendy. I would just say that I think that with so many things happening all at once and the holidays and everything, that it would be better to get started like the very next day, and we would tell the PNB members to read the stuff that they have now. And then we would still have to remind them a couple of days before to read the stuff now and be prepared. I would recommend that we do it on the 16th, Sunday the 16th in the evening. And we might not even be able to interview six people all in one night. So I think it should get started. Like the ones that have already happened, we should be able to interview them right away on the 16th, the next day,
yeah.
Sunday evening. 15th is a Saturday.
Okay. Well,
the only... This is Lydia. The only way that I think that that would be fair is if we notify anyone applying that they're going to have to be available for an interview that night.
Well, we could do that.
We would have to do that now so that, because the chances of their reading an email overnight is ridiculous and saying...
Yeah, I would absolutely let people know, and if anybody's in the last minute, I would call them directly. And as Wendy says, if we start early, it's entirely likely that with six candidates, we probably won't be able to get all six available on one night. So that would allow us at least the flexibility to schedule some of them for the Wednesday if we couldn't get them on the Sunday.
Okay, that's good. And then, but I think all of them should be called. I do not think that any of the candidates should be just contacted by email.
Okay, so you're volunteering to do that?
I'm happy to do that.
Okay, great. All right, so the recommendation then is that we schedule candidate interviews for Sunday the 16th with leaving Wednesday the 19th available in the event that any candidate is unavailable on that Sunday?
That's correct, but somebody else has to email those candidates. I'll call
I
them,
will.
But somebody else has to email them. Okay.
I'll take care of that.
Well, look, can I just clarify, though? Okay, so we're... what I thought was, since we already knew who six of them were, that we would start with them. And, I guess I don't object to what you said, but what if all of them said, well, I don't feel like doing a Sunday night, then I'd rather do it on the 19th than on Wednesday.
Let's cross that bridge when we come to it, okay?
Okay.
I'm
so leave Wednesday 12/19 for those who aren't available.
Yeah.
Okay, so the 16th.
At what time?
I think in the evening is better than in the day.
6 o'clock Eastern time?
That's the day. Everyone on the website. How about 8 p.m. Eastern?
I think that's good.
Okay.
And then the 19th, we're probably going to have some of our other PMB stuff as well. I mean, I think it'll probably have to be dual, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a question.
Possibly.
The question would be whether you want to do the executive session then.
That would be good.
Okay, let me just clarify. So we're interviewing people on Sunday, and then we're saying we're interviewing people on Wednesday. When does the PNB make a decision on who they are? I think that maybe...
You do that by an email balloting.
You know what? Since we have to... I mean, we're in control of this situation now. I mean, if the affiliates were going to elect there too, they would have done that. And so we're the ones electing the people. And so we have the power to say, please, everybody else who wants to do it, yes, please apply. We want you, but... You should be available for interviews the very next day after our deadline, which is 12:15. I've kind of changed my mind here. We need to finish these interviews on that same day, Sunday, 12:16, and then the PNB can meet on Wednesday, 12:19, to decide on who it's going to be, and then we're done with that, and we can go on to our other pressing issues.
No. The board does not decide via a spoken vote at a meeting because we have to vote via STV. It happens via an email balloting. And look, let's not overthink this. You know, we'll leave those two dates available. We'll get it done on the Sunday if it's possible. If not, we'll extend till the Wednesday, and we'll use that Wednesday for other business as well.
Does anybody else have an opinion on? It sounds reasonable. I'm just freaking out because this board has so much to do before the end
of
the year.
Yeah, well, the one way to get it done is to spend less time on each thing, and if it's close enough, say that's good enough and move on. So let's.
Okay, I just want to make it clear that we actually have the authority to tell people when these things are going to be.
Yes, and
have them be able to prepare for it if we tell them now.
We can email Rip and ask him to post to the list too, because he's been posting to the affiliates list, letting them know the status, letting them know the timeline and the rest of it. So we could just ask him to please post that.
Okay, so I've got that the amendment is to allow to start interview process on Sunday 12:16 at 8 p.m. Eastern and leave Wednesday 12:19. I said what you said, which is for those who aren't available on Sunday. I still don't like that, but that's what I wrote.
Whatever, it's close enough. we could just say we can complete any outstanding interviews at the meeting on the 19th.
Thank you. I like that better, and I don't think it's necessary to belittle me. Okay.
I wasn't belittling you.
Okay, good. Okay.
All right. So now the question of what else we want to do on that Wednesday. The outstanding business we have, in addition to dealing with the elections that we have to do in public session, is generally speaking, this committee in the past has made some recommendations about the January meeting planning, and this year that goes to the question of how we're going to spend the orientation time on the Friday. The committee to investigate allegations of racism and sexism has requested that at least half the day be spent for anti-racism training. I feel very strongly that we need a lot more orientation for this board, and we need to spend a lot of time on what the board-staff relations are going to be like, how we're going to interact so that next year is not, we don't spend unnecessary time spinning our wheels and the board doing management stuff and the management doing board-level stuff. So
this is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Okay, I think that needs to be a strategy session for the year. It's what boards normally do, and that goes beyond staff relations with the board. It's planning for the year, which allows the board to focus. And I don't think it's useful to just have. I mean, we've tried a number of things. We tried that before, and I think just having everybody's wish list on the board although we thought that would, all of us thought that would be productive, it ended up not being such.
Yep.
And so I think that we have enough problems on the table that would need to be solved, that it kind of creates an outline, but we need to schedule things and have deadlines for ourselves as a board of certain things and how they're going to be accomplished. I think that also requires governance formulas in terms of how the board acts. Tonight is a perfect example. I think perhaps we should consider seeing if we could amend something with regarding our committees that allows us to call on alternates when we don't make quorum, that we set up an alternate situation. I can't tell you how many of our committees, and you, John can attest to this, that we waste time getting on the call, and then for one reason or another we don't make quorum, and it sets us back because we refer so much of our board business is referred to committee. So just that alone, I mean, those kinds of issues, and I think it can be all, I'd like to see an all-day strategy session.
Yeah, well, let's I tell you what, why don't we first decide whether we use that Thursday for the public session or for the executive session, and then we'll circle back to this issue. Is that all right?
Yeah, real quick, though, Thursday?
Thursday.
That was not in any of our planning
Wednesday,
so far.
Excuse me, I'm Wednesday. I spoke.
Oh, we're back on Wednesday. I'm sorry, I was off in January. I think we were talking about Thursday for the January meeting. Okay. We're now talking about Wednesday in December, Wednesday the 19th.
Right. Do you guys do you feel that we need our executive session that day, or do you want to do the public session?
You know, I can't answer that until some other things get resolved. I don't know.
Yeah, I think
that we should remain flexible and schedule both. I know what I have been doing with a personnel committee, because you never know. Well, especially with personnel, you do know that some things could be confidential. But I've been scheduling routinely an executive session first, and then reporting out in public session, which sometimes might be a five-minute public session, or it could be a five-minute executive session and an hour or two public session. And I recommend that we allow ourselves that flexibility because of the nature of things we're having to deal with and the limited time frame.
Yeah, this isn't going to sound very specific at all, but I think that the P&B members need to plan for at least three meetings before the end of December.
That's what I said earlier.
Okay. Well, I agree with you.
And possibly one in January before the P&B meeting.
I'm sure that'll come too, but really we need to push them to do these things before the end of December.
Okay.
And it's a tough time to do it because of the holidays.
So can I get a sense of what the sense of the board is in terms of the executive session? Do you want to do that on the 19th, or would you like to do that on the 21st?
This is Wendy. It's rough that we end up meeting for so many hours each time that we do it, but at least on those times we have, you know, it's harder, apparently, to schedule just a single-issue meeting on a different day if it means that people have to meet all these days. So it kind of does work better, and I would just recommend that we do the executive session first, you know, if we can, because we need the people on the call.
I disagree. I think that a five-hour meeting, when each issue actually takes a lot of our attention, by the time we get the fourth and fifth hour, things break down, people drop off.
Yeah, I agree.
I really be opposed. I think we need to be having shorter meetings, get business done, be focused, and then meet again if we've got more stuff we've got to get done. So what do other people think?
I don't even know what's being proposed. I think we should have the executive session. Is the question whether we should also have a public session at that time?
Yeah, or whether we should schedule the public session for another time.
Well, okay, the only problem, I mean, I think there won't be very much in the public session coming out of that executive session. I would be surprised. And I think that the board members are more motivated to stay hanging in for the public session because they're being recorded and whatever for the two people that tune in on time.
We hate to miss time to grandstand.
Okay, and then the other, but the other issue is I don't think it's realistic. I don't think in terms of the full board that you're going to get agreement on the 21st. People are leaving for the holidays that Friday. And I just don't think that's a travel day for
right.
most people. So I don't think that's realistic at all. So I would say we need to get as much done on the 19th, and I think in terms of the rest of the dates, it needs to be proposed perhaps by email.
Well,
we're not going to resolve it. That involves the whole board.
What about this? What about saying that Sunday we can have the executive session first and then go to the candidate interviews? That can be a long meeting because it's a Sunday, and we can start early. And so if that one has to go 4 or 5 hours, at least people would not be, would not be 2 a.m.
No, I disagree. I think that we should, I'm sorry. Anyway, I just
which
think
Sunday
think
are we talking? Which Sunday are we?
I was saying Sunday the 16th. When we do the candidate interviews, maybe we should meet in executive session then. There's been clamoring on the PMB list for an executive session. And
I would prefer that since I'll be away after that. I'll be away.
Yeah, and there it starts. So let me just ask this. How many of our candidates for affiliate director are on the East Coast? Any of them in Eastern time?
Well, one of them is Lori Taguma.
Oh, we didn't know that.
Yeah, she's not on the list. We didn't. That's the first time.
Well, we don't know that, but Dave knows that, so that's good to know.
Let's see.
Ryan is in Georgia. Ryan Sheridan.
That.
Annie Haynes is in Cabo, Portland.
That's
John
specific.
Murphy. John Murphy is in Connecticut.
Oh, so that's Eastern.
Ryan Bruce is in Arizona.
That's David. Central. Is that Central or Mountain?
That's Pacific.
No, it's not. I think it's Mountain time.
Well, anyway, they're all over the place. So
David Beaton is in Florida.
Another Eastern.
Brian Sherman is in Atlanta. And Lori, I believe,
Eastern.
Is Eastern time.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, that's the reason I asked the question is because I think we should give those people a specific time if we want to show them how together we are and meet with them at that time. They don't have to all be at the candle.
Why do you want to mislead them the very first thing?
yeah, well, touche. But I don't know. To say that we're going to have an executive session first and everybody please stand by while we work that out when we know it'll take longer than we think it will might not be the best way to go.
Okay, so we could schedule an executive session for after the interviews. At least the interviews won't be excruciating.
Right.
What are you talking about, Dave? I'm confused
of
where you are.
Given the time constraints that we have in terms of dates available to meet and the fact that once the 21st rolls around, from there through the new year, getting the board together is going to be very difficult, that perhaps we need to cram the interviews, the public session, and the executive session into 2 days. And I'm recommending that we consider doing the executive session on that Sunday. I started by saying maybe we do it before the affiliate interviews, and Wendy made a good point and said, no, we should do it after, so we could do that. And the point being that wouldn't be, we can start early enough on that date that we could get a lot of it done, and move into our executive session and complete that before hopefully 11 p.m. Eastern time, so that we don't have the phenomenon that we get during the week of people on the East Coast being up till 2 a.m. their local time.
Okay. All we're doing is recommending, and I think that we're talking in circles until the PMB weighs in on their schedules. But I think that we should just get the affiliate, since that's the agenda item we're on, is just nail that down. Nail that down for the 16th.
Just so you know, I mean, as chair, I can just call a meeting. I have that.
I do know that, and then nobody can show up. But the point is that, you know, to have a meeting with a quorum, where you're going to have the PMB weigh in.
We are supposed to be scheduling this stuff, and realistically, we only have 2 dates available to do it.
No, that's not realistic. The governance committee never meets. I don't think we have to worry about that day. They're not going to get quorum. We should take precedent over any of our committees, and especially since they're having such trouble meeting quorum. The PNB has a lot of work to do before the end of this year, and so we can't just. We have to insist that people be there. They signed up for this. They have to just not just like weigh in on political things that are fun, but we have to do a bunch of work here. So I think that we really have to insist that the PNB is available to meet as many times as it takes before the end of the year, and I don't think that we can ask them to meet between the 21st and the 26th, but we have a bunch of stuff to do in that week of the 17th through the 20th. I think people should be available to do whatever. The committee, I don't know about if the committee meetings are even important, because they're not going to be able to come back to the PNB for approval on anything before they change members, you know? Sorry if I didn't offer any solution there. I'm just
yeah, I think
really
we need
frustrated.
To get to a formal proposal, and even though there are only 4 members on the committee, we'll just vote what the recommendation of the committee as a whole is. So I think the one motion, I'll make the motion that we meet on a week from tonight, to interview affiliate candidates, and following that, meet an executive session to deal with confidential personnel and legal matters.
I'll second that.
You don't need to commit.
Okay.
Let's just go around. Lydia, yes or no?
Wait, I didn't write it down. Okay.
Unmuted. Pass.
Okay. Sandra?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Lydia?
I guess.
Okay.
I would like that executive. Hey,
but with the interviews first, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
We're voting.
I don't think I could stop you.
I thought we were done voting.
Go ahead.
Well, that was all of us, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Does Dan have any opinions on any of this if we made him be on the call?
We didn't make him be on the call.
Well, is he still
here? He offered to join us.
Dan, are you awake? Are you still there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm still here.
You doing?
I'm okay. I mean, I have a special concern about being on this call tonight.
Yeah, then we need to get to that. Then we need to get to the executive session. So let us move.
Well, here was the question I wanted to ask. Are we going to be voting on the affiliate directors in public session or in private session?
By mail ballot.
Okay, a mail ballot.
We've already said that. Dave's already said that.
You have to vote via STV.
You know what? I'm the secretary, so I'm sorry that we have to repeat it for me, but thank you.
Okay, STV balloting via email.
But we're going to waive our confidentiality and do it by email?
Yeah, we'll do it the way we've done it for the last 2 years, which is by email.
You know, it's been less than clear.
It's a technical matter. We've handled that before. We'll deal with that later, okay?
You guys should get somebody else to be secretary.
We're not going to do the balloting at a meeting.
Okay.
All right, so the next thing now is the PNB meeting scheduling, and we're at this public meeting that we're going to have for the PNB. Oh, excuse me. So we agreed then that we're also proposing our public meeting for Wednesday the 19th, correct? I don't don't hear any objections.
Yeah, yes.
So at the public
every
meeting,
one of them, yes.
That agenda is going to be Finance Committee in the event that we have a budget recommendation on the budgets that have a continuing resolution. It's going to be elections issues. It's going to be January approval of January meeting format.
Okay, wait. So
and additionally, I would like before I get off of this after 12 years for the board to take some position one way or another on whether or not we're going to recommend implementation of the digital distribution consultant's recommendations.
This is Lydia.
Yep.
Well, I also have some ongoing items that need to be on the agenda, but a newer item is from the Personnel Committee. There will probably be proposed revisions to the CFO and the ED job descriptions.
Okay, so that should be a festive meeting.
But I think that we should, again, I propose that we leave the door open for a possible executive session. I can't.
Yeah, well, we will.
Okay.
There's no reason not to.
Dave?
Yes?
If I'm writing down the agenda for the 12-19 meeting, could you, I didn't realize I was doing that. Could you repeat what the agenda items
yeah.
would be? I got, well, go ahead.
Given how much, oh, hold just a moment. I'll be right back.
Awesome. All right, can you guys tell me? I got Finnish affiliate director interviews, elections report, CFO report. Am
no,
I
it was
on?
Finance Committee report.
Oh, sorry.
And motions from the Personnel Committee.
Yeah, I think he had three. Affiliate Director Elections, Finance Committee Report. There was one more. That's...
And his digital distribution.
Oh, that was it, yeah. Okay, Lydia adds Personnel Report. That'll be a public session thing?
What, digital distribution?
Personnel Committee Report?
Yes, that's
okay.
Yes.
All right. So when, I'm sorry, okay, I just asked that already. We're going to vote via email on who the affiliates directors will be. Okay,
sorry about that. That was dumb calling. We have a $15,000 default payment if we default on the, we signed the contract. If we default on it, we pay the venue $15,000. However, if we were to change it, we may not have to, but if we were to change the date, but it would be depending on availability, and their sense was that we're going to need to go ahead because we're going to need to make a bunch of travel arrangements as well. So,
yeah,
Where are we going to be? Where's the meeting going to be?
New York. I didn't ask her what the venue was. But anyhow, I'm sorry. So, Wendy... You had asked what the agenda was.
Well, here's what I got while you were on another call. Finish
okay.
the affiliate directors interviews, finance committee report, digital distribution, and Lydia wants to add personnel committee report for the 12-19 meeting. Was there something else?
Yeah, there's two other things. I think we should delay the digital distribution until January, given how thick the meeting is. Elections, the elections issue, and the January meeting. In other words, the board's going to have to, in the past, or at least while I've been chair, I've asked the board to approve recommendations of this committee about those things.
Okay. This
is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Can we also just recommend that we have a PMB meeting, which is obviously going to be imperative to have, as soon as we get back from the holidays?
Yeah. Definitely. That's the meeting that I'm recommending moving the digital distribution question to.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So are we going to talk about a date for that?
At the PMB meeting, we'll set that date.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think it would be a good idea if we had a recommendation ready for them beforehand.
I'm going to go ahead and add what you just said about Donna's call to you, that arrangements have been made for a venue for New York, and if we want to change it now, it'll be $15,000, might not be
If we default, it's $15,000.
If we cancel our meeting, it would be $15,000. If we change it, it might not be so bad.
There may not be a fee, but it would be subject to availability.
In fact, I think that we should plan on possibly, hopefully not, but possibly needing to have a couple of meetings in January, like right after the first and perhaps the first and second week, I think, that there's a possibility that we might have to have a couple of meetings.
Can you recommend a date that we would be provided? I think we just need to schedule a teleconference for...
Well, I think we should just say the first and second weeks that we should be aware that we would be scheduling meetings.
Wait a minute,
a special date? I don't have the KPFT calendar. I don't know what's...
Wait a minute. You guys, weren't we talking about doing another one after... When you say after the holidays, you mean after New Year's Day?
Yes, I do. I mean the first week in January. First and second
about
week
Friday
in January.
Friday the 4th. Friday, January 4th.
I'm good. Let's do that.
I'm not good. I would go for Friday, December 28th.
I'll be in the woods and out of phone contact.
No, most people will still be away.
Well, I was thinking that I would be off work, therefore I could actually deal with you guys really well.
Most people go visit their families and...
I know. Whatever. I work.
Okay. So I second January 4th.
Okay.
There's nothing scheduled in the Pacifica calendar for the first week of January.
Okay, so January 4th.
The only thing is, I do see that the 8th is scheduled for the finance committee, and I am highly skeptical that these budgets are going to be in the shape they need to be in for us to act on them. And I suspect that we may not need to. We may want to do that. We may put that on the January in-person meeting.
Right, but we can also do, if I may, the 4th and 11th, because I just think we have too much to deal with.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's why
I think we should just say we should at least be, leave that open for ourselves for the 4th and 11th, and then if we don't need it, we don't have it. But.
Okay. All right. So we'll recommend to the board the January 4th date. All right. So now the next thing is that January meeting planning. And actually, one question would be, given how thick our agenda is going to be, would we want to... on the racism and sexism issue, Lisa Davis, their chair, contacted me because if we're going to have a training on racism and sexism, then arrangements need to be made with whoever's going to do it. And if we're going to have any kind of other facilitators in any of our sessions, we need to start thinking about making those arrangements now.
Did she tell you how much it would cost to have an anti-racism trainer?
No,
yeah,
they wanted the board's authorization to look at that. Lydia?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the committee, so we're not that far. We have discussed the pros and cons of various facilitators in executive session of various facilitators we have had in the past. And so I think that the field has been narrowed down, but the fact is there any budget for it given our extreme constraints? Because the board would have to say, okay, even if the board sets aside the time, I think they would have to say, okay, if we can get someone free, then they might go for it. I just have serious concerns about being able to budget that at this time. I think that the board should have one during the year for sure, and early on, perhaps at the second meeting rather than the first. I'm on that committee, and I just don't think we're far enough along to do anything myself.
I am concerned that we're allocating the first the available day for the first PND meeting to discussing. To not dealing with board priorities and board training when this is a new board that's coming in. And I think that should be the priority of the first of the available time for that meeting.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think that meeting, I mean, the best thing that this board could do after its experience this year is to provide some sort of template and process for the next board to be a lot more effective. I mean, I'm quite frankly ashamed of my own failings this year in terms of being able to attend to the things that, you know, have gone on. There's just been too much. And our biggest failing was trying to do, not being focused in terms of saying, well, we'll get this done and no matter what happens, we'll get the following things taken care of.
This is Wendy.
We need to get that. We need to do whatever we can to get the next board into a different work pattern. Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, I just want to tell you all that what we're doing at KPFT is trying to address these issues on the local level, and we have a board retreat scheduled for January 13th, 14th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. LSB and all of the staff.
Wendy, you're cutting out. You're cutting out.
I'm sorry. I have a terrible phone. All of the LSB members and those who might become LSB members by being runners-up in our election, and all the staff at KPFT are all invited. We're all going to a retreat, and we're going to be spending, it's like a place that's an hour out of Houston, and we're going to be spending that weekend doing just being together out in the woods, and we're going to do this retreat where we talk about things like strategic planning, and we have some anti-racism training scheduled for that day, and we also have another anti-racism scheduled for training scheduled for the week before we even do that. So, I mean, it's one thing to train the PNB, but we all come from our local stations, and it's if we do it on our local levels, then we can also address things that are much bigger than the PNB, and so it's just. I'm with you guys. I don't know if this should be the first meeting of the PNB because we just have too much to do. We've
already said that. Three of us have already said that, Wendy.
Okay, well, I guess what I'm telling you is that
you
KPFT is doing this great thing.
So why don't you just say you agree?
You know, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's keep going, folks. We've got to figure out, I mean, our recommendation is, I think, going to be that we spend the first day figuring on orientation and setting of board priorities. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Is that correct?
What am I supposed to write down?
I'm just nothing yet. I'm just asking whether that we have consensus.
That's correct.
The coordinating committee would recommend that the first day be spent on board orientation and setting priorities. And then the question would be, now question number, go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I would say board training and strategic planning. I think it needs to be more.
Okay.
You know.
But then the next question is does anybody think that we need some kind of outside facilitator? My feeling would be no. I would want our executive director to do that or to be involved in that, and maybe a group of people that the board would elect, like three people or something like that, who have some experience with the board, because I've been concerned that you get people who come in. And, you know, each time we've had a facilitator, the facilitator has their own notion, but they don't have history with us. And I haven't found those to be particularly effective. I do think that the orientation we had last year was a little better, but not a lot better, just because it wasn't focused enough. Rather than try and decide everything, I guess what we should have is a recommendation where the board grants permission for some process to go ahead. And maybe that process is selecting three people on the PNB who would be authorized to, you know, organize that session. Would that be something we could recommend?